Okay, thank you very much, Dennis. That's very, very good of you. I was saying all those things, sorting at the Buddha Society. But now let's do some meditation together. So sit nice and comfortably as usual, and we'll get started here. So, as always, make sure you take a lot of time initially just to find that ease of the body and the ease of the mind, because this is so important to be able to enjoy the meditation practice. So just sitting back, having a sense of compassion and kindness for yourself and the people around you, having that right attitude, and just allowing the body to find ease. Even if you're not 100% well, you can still enjoy the meditation practice. And just allow your experiences to come and go, as if you have no ownership or nothing to do with those experiences. A bit like the waves on the ocean, coming and going, but no interference on your part. And as you stand back and just observe, and you don't react to anything, this is the way the mind becomes peaceful. And there is so much kindness and compassion in a place like this. See if you can tune in to some of those good qualities. And as you tune in to those good qualities, it lifts your mind up and takes you further on in your meditation practice. The attitude we have is fundamental to make the meditation work. as your mind calms down and everything becomes nice and still, make sure you take the time to appreciate that, just to see how delightful it is to have nothing to do in the whole world. The mind is pretty much empty here, and nothing is going on. And if you understand why that is special, why it is delightful, then you understand so much about the spiritual path. Now we're coming very close to the end of the meditation. Before we come to the very end, it is always a good habit to try to understand the process. How do you use your mind in such a way that it gives rise to calm and peace? And as you start to understand this, you start to be able to take charge of your own meditation practice. Okay, that's the meditation for tonight.